21 minutes to three, and we welcome the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, with our sound advice today. Hi, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
Hi there. Thanks for coming back on. What you're telling us about today, so this is all about technical things and basically toys, as I see them.
Yeah, well, some of them are quite useful toys. Two gadgets of the week and a tech news story as well. Which order would you like them in?
Well, let's start off some gadgets, shall we? So I mentioned earbuds, I should say, a few minutes ago. So what have you got, first of all, on that front?
Yeah, so these are from a brand called Amazfit, A-M-A-Z-F-I-T. They're probably better known for smart watches. They make quite a wide range of smart watches. Uh-huh. But these are called PowerBuds Pro, and they are in the ear, what they call truly wireless earbuds. And truly wireless means that there's not even a wire connecting the left to the right going around the back of the neck, as some of them do. These just pop one in one ear and one in the other ear. Now, there's quite a lot of these on the market, so, you know, there's lots to choose from. The reason I've selected these to look at is, first of all, they have something called active noise cancelling. Uh-huh. So passive noise cancelling is like when you put something in your ear or you cover your ear, you don't hear the surroundings as well. Yeah, and that's a good thing, the background noise. But that's passive. There's no cleverness to it. It's just a matter of obstructing the ear. Active noise cancelling is where it uses microphones, in this case built into the earbuds. There's three microphones in each earbud, a total of six microphones, that listen to the background noise, work out what is background noise and what is you speaking, for example, and then cancels out the waves of the background noise using very fast moving electronics. So it's a bit like, I don't know if you've ever seen the sea, how you get sort of dead spots of waves in amongst the waves where,
yes,
two wave fronts collide and either the wave becomes twice the height, or if they're out of phase,
it flattens it.
Yeah, exactly. What it is it just makes the opposite wave to the one that's coming in and cancels it out. So it can cancel out 40 decibels, which is quite effective and very good. I've mentioned the fact it's got six microphones, so that's not only useful for the noise cancelling, which we've just mentioned, but also if you're using these whilst on the telephone, so you're using them to speak, so you hear in there, because they're truly wireless, there's no way of getting a sort of boom microphone out to your mouth. So it's really useful to have more than one microphone because it does what's called beam forming. It's a similar trick to, you know, how these Amazon Echo and other smart speakers can hear you from across a room.
Yeah.
And they have a sort of whole raft of microphones built in. And what they do is they work out from each microphone, because some microphones will pick up your voice more strongly than the others, so they can work out where you are and give more precedence to that direction, and therefore cut out the background. So it's got beamforming microphones on it. Quite interesting, it's got a heart rate monitor built in. So when you pop it in your ear canal, it measures your heart rate. So these are probably,
because that's what I've always wanted to do, is to check my heart rate via my ear the whole time.
Well, do you know what? It can be useful if you're exercising.
Yes.
You don't want to be wearing a chest strap or something like that. Then that's quite a good way of doing it. These are quite well designed for exercise because they're also waterproof. So if you get sort of sweaty or caught in a shower,
yes,
as it were, they will resist that as well.
A couple of hundred quids of pods don't go bang.
Yeah. So these ones are just under 120. I saw
that's not bad, is
on
it?
A well-known website today for 118.18. Yeah. So it's got in-ear detection of your heart rate. It's got a nice app called the Zepp app, Z-E-P-P. And it basically pulls up all your other data using your app on your phone. So you've got the calories that you burn, the distance and the speed and so forth. So I think it's quite unique in this fact. You don't get many that do heart rate monitoring from inside the ear. And I think it might be, I'm not sure, but I suspect it might be more accurate as well inside the ear. But,
right,
we will see.
The thing with these pods that go in your ear, whoever they're by, the amount of technology packed into such a small unit, you know, and hours of battery life and all of that, and the quality of the music, if you're into, you know, hearing your music well, most of them sound pretty good in my experience. And so there's so much technology in such tiny units these days.
I know, it is incredible. And you know, the next phase will be implantation, but we won't go there right now. But I mean, you mentioned battery, that's probably something else worth mentioning. So a single charge for the batteries built into the little earpieces goes for 9 hours, but the case that you pop them into when you're not wearing them, it has a battery in of its own as well. So that if you charge up the case, and then it charges the earbuds, then you get a total of 30 hours battery before you have to charge anything again.
But still, so, just when you really want them, they're both already run out. That's in my experience.
Well,
because you forget to plug them in.
Well, the other thing that's quite nice is that these, because of the technology built in, if you pull one out of your ear, it detects that it's no longer in your ear and it can pause the music.
Yeah.
So it's kind of clever in that respect. So I've given it 4 stars out of 5, and they're called the Amazfit Earbuds, PowerBuds Pro.
Yeah, and I mean, they do look, I have to say, remarkably similar to the Apple AirPods Pro. Do Apple have anything to say about that when these designs come out? Because they all look very similar, a lot of these different ones. Or, you know, is it just Apple? I mean, they kind of lead the way, get ahead of the game. And
I don't think there's anything. I mean, like, all smartphones look like rectangular slabs of glass, don't they?
Do,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and cars generally have a wheel in each corner. So I think, you know, we get to the point where the designs start to converge upon each other. And I don't think there's anything, you know, particularly proprietary about that they should worry about.
But also, you know, a very reasonable price compared to other models. So it's just over, what, about 120 quid. That's not bad, is it?
So that's sort of mid-range. So, you know, you can buy earbuds for £30 and, you know, you generally get what you pay for. And then you can buy them for several hundred pounds. And I think you're into the law of diminishing returns. And I think particularly with earbuds, you know, you're never going to get, you know, if you're a real hi-fi nut, you wouldn't listen to earbuds for that. This is because earbuds are useful when you're exercising and, you know, you want something lightweight.
Well,
you know,
super convenient, isn't it?
Otherwise, you'll have over-the-ear headphones that, you know, you can get £500-£700 headphones, but you know,
you'd have really sweaty ears as well when you're working out. Who wants that?
Yeah, it's not really suitable for that. So this is more for, you know, when you're active, and that's why the active noise cancellation is interesting. That's why the heart rate monitoring is interesting, and the app as well, which I found to be particularly good.
What's the second gadget this week, Fevzi?
Okay, so this is called the Pocket Talk S, and Pocket Talk is one word with only one T in the middle. So think Pocket Talk and then take out a T. Pocket Talk S means it's a smaller version. This is a pocket translation device. Imagine a little mini smartphone, but its footprint is the size of a credit card. And it's about, it's probably just under a centimetre thick as well, looking at it. And this thing is a translator, and it works in a variety of ways. It has to connect to the internet to work, and it does connect to Wi-Fi, but it also comes with a SIM card embedded in it with 2 years of free data that you can use it in 130 different countries. So that's kind of really useful because, you know, when you're out and about, if we ever, you know, all get out and about again fully, you know, you're not always within reach of a Wi-Fi signal. So having a data card that can work in 130 countries where the price is included in the device for 2 years, I think that's quite valuable. It does 82 languages, which is interesting because the box of the one that I was sent to test says 74, so they're obviously still improving it and increasing the number of languages that it does. And it will do, so you can speak into it and it will translate into one of a huge number of languages and vice versa, so you can go from foreign language to English and back again, or to one of the languages doesn't have to be English. It's also got a camera built into it, so if you're out and about and let's say you're looking at a menu, you can just you know, point it at that and it will translate really well. Now there are apps that do this on smartphones, and that's, you know, also something that can be considered. I found it, I mean, I'm not a sort of multilingualist, but I tested it with one other language and had some friends and colleagues test it with others, and the general opinion was that it was a bit better than you know, things like Google Translate, particularly on longer sentences and paragraphs. You could read a whole poem into it and have it translated quite well. So I was quite impressed. This particular one's got a 2.8-inch screen, and I think the pocketability and the inclusion of the 2 years of data is really worthwhile as well. And it can also, because they've updated the software, it can also do this thing where you can actually have a real-time conversation, you know, without having to push lots of buttons to get it to translate back and forth. And it really does, it's a bit like, you remember the Babel Fish? this idea of the fish that you would stick in your ear and it would do a perfectly clear translation. It does that. It does a very good translation. I think it's worth the money.
What is the money?
So $259 is the list price for it. I think you can get it more cheaply than that. But
you have to be a serious traveller to go for that rather than just a couple of apps, wouldn't you?
I think so. But, you know, it has some quite interesting uses, you know. I mean, I've seen it used in a care environment as well, where you get someone who's been cared for who maybe doesn't speak the same language as the carers looking after them, which, you know, can happen a lot. There's hundreds of languages spoken in this country, and, you know, people need care. And to have the ability to have that sort of conversation with that in an environment where smartphones are not normally allowed, by the way, for sort of like hygiene and safety reasons, you can actually have a device like this doing real-time translation. I think it's very smart, and I like the way that the company is also, you know, investing and improving in the product as well. So $259, I think you can find it a bit more cheaply than that if you look around. It's the S version. There is a larger version, which I haven't had a chance to look at yet. But this has got 2.8 inch screen. And I think that's the other nice thing, something the size of a credit card.
Okay.
You know, and doesn't mean, because the other thing is, do you necessarily want to hand your smartphone over to somebody to speak into? You know, you might not want to do that. A device like this might be more suited for that. 3.5 stars out of 5.
That's the Pocket Talk S. And finally, a lot of conversation over the weekend about Spotify, Neil Young, and then Joni Mitchell saying we want our music to come off because Joe Rogan's podcast, they say, is spreading COVID misinformation. Give us some thoughts on that.
Yeah, so Neil Young was first out the stable to criticise Joe Rogan for what he claims is COVID misinformation. And he basically said to Spotify, well, you can either have Joe Rogan or you can have Neil Young. They promptly chose Joe Rogan.
Because they've invested lots of money in Rogan.
Well, it's $100 million they're reported to have paid for the rights to his podcast. Which is interesting because, you see, normally if this was like Apple Music or you know, some such, they would just say, you know, we are just a platform, we just publish this, you know, we're a directory effectively of podcasts, we don't host them, we don't, you know, but with Spotify it's different because they've got the exclusive rights that they've paid for, and I think that even if not legally, that gives them more moral responsibility. And I think, you know, if you think back, Twitter used to say, oh, we're just a platform. And now Twitter spends a large amount of time taking huge numbers of tweets down for being, you know, against their rules. Joe Rogan has pledged, and according to the BBC site, to try harder to offer a more balanced views on his podcast after he was criticised. Now, it's quite interesting, this question of balance, yeah, because, of course, balance sounds very good, but truth sounds better. You know, if there is a truth that the vast majority of medical opinion believes in, and then there are outliers, is it balanced to give them equal time, or even to give those more unusual opinions more time? I'd suggest that's not necessarily balanced. This is not a debating society. This is meant to be,
And our local royals, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, said they had concerns, and they relayed those to Spotify over COVID misinformation. So that's an interesting one to see how that develops as well. And then Spotify say they're going to redirect users to a data hub of coronavirus facts. So that's an interesting one you spotted there.
They're not going to get away with that. They're going to have to sort themselves out, because I think I haven't looked at the share price this morning, but at the close on Friday, I think they were down quite considerably, their share price. So people didn't like it. And interestingly enough, Neil Young suffered from polio as a child, and just before the vaccine was available to him, you know, in the 50s, you know, polio was a scourge. I think it's, you know, not lost on him that you know, that vaccines can save lives and change lives. And to hear people misrepresenting the facts allegedly, you know, it obviously goes against the grain. And I think that Spotify thought that they could just blow him off. But then other artists have come on board as well with it. And I think that they're going to have some problems going forward.
Fevzi, thanks a lot. We'll see you next time around for our sound advice. Fevzi Turkout, the Gadget Detective, gadgetdetective.com. You can ask your Amazon Echo smart speaker to play the Gadget Detective podcast as well.